Thank you for calling customer support. This is Stacy. How may I help you?
Yeah, my name is Donald Wintz, W-I-N-T-Z. You have charged my credit card, my Visa card, $59.95 as of today. What did I buy? And what do you sell?
I'm a third-party call-in center. I handle 100 of different products. What's your zip code, sir?
I'm sorry?
What's your zip code?
84783. Or 84771.
All right, sir. I'm not finding an account on neither one of them. What was that first zip code?
I'm sorry?
What was that first zip code?
84783.
All right, hold on.
What products do you sell, or you sell a line of products?
A lot of products, sir. All righty. What was that second one? Because I'm not pulling anything up under that, sir.
84783, 84771. And you charged my card $59.95 twice. I believe it's the same vendor.
All righty, sir. And can you verify your shipping address?
738 North Pinion Hills Drive, Dameron Valley, Utah, or P.O. Box 2531, St. George, Utah.
What was that P.O. Box again?
2531.
All righty. I do have an account here, sir. It is with one of our Pure Mini Pods, their ear pods with great quality and sound. And I do have one of our Pure smartwatches. It's a smartwatch that tracks your steps, checks your blood pressure, and you can get calls and messages through Bluetooth on your phone.
So it's a smartwatch and the pods?
Yes, sir.
Message I had said it was like $5.95 apiece. That's $5.95.
Yes, sir. These products.
But I got charged $60.
Yes, sir. These products are ordered on a free 14-day trial, trying out those products. And after the 14-day trial, you are charged full price of the product.
Oh, that's not what I was led to believe. I don't recall a trial period. Far as I'm concerned, that's a fraudulent charge.
No, sir. All this information was listed.
I'm sorry?
All this information was listed on our terms and conditions, and what I can do here, since you did not understand the terms and conditions.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. You're garbled.
Can you hear me now?
Better a little bit.
All right, sir. All that information was listed in our terms and conditions, sir.
I don't recall the conditions. Was this something through the U.S. Postal Service? Is that correct?
Ma'am, with a survey? Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's fraudulent. I don't want that charge honored. I really don't.
All right, sir.
The only reason I went for it, miss, was because it's very little amount. It's $5.95. I've got both products, but I'm not going to pay $60. Actually, right. I've got two charges for $59.95. I gather that both charges relate to the products we're talking about.
Yes, sir, that is correct. So what I can do here, being that you didn't understand the terms and conditions, is offer you a 35% refund with our St. Patrick's Day sale. It'll give you a 35% discount on those. And that would be refunding you $20.98 on both charges.
No, that's not right. That just isn't right. Not when you're led to believe one price and then it winds up being what's $59.98 is how many times $5.95? 10? about. That makes no sense.
What? I'm sorry, sir. What did you say?
I said, what I got charged is 10 times what the original price was supposed to be. It was $5.95 and I got charged $60. What is that?
Yes, sir. You got those products on a free 14-day trial, only paying shipping and handling of those products for 14 days.
Miss, I never got any information that it was a 14-day or a 10-day trial.
Yes,
I was
sir.
Not aware of that.
All that information was listed in our terms and conditions, sir. It had to be accepted to upon ordering.
No. I what can I say? It's very upsetting. I don't consider this, what can I say, upfront. I don't ever recall receiving anything that said it was a 14-day trial. I'm sorry.
It was on
or
the,
a 10-day trial.
It was on the order form that you filled out. When you filled out your credit card information, your name, and your address, you have to accept to the terms and conditions when it, before the order can be submitted, sir. And being that you did not understand that, what I can do with my own discount is offer you a 50% refund on those $59.95 charges, and that would be refunding you $29.97 on both charges.
So you're telling me you're going to give me approximately a $30 refund, which is half of what it cost me.
It would be 60, sir. It would be 60.
60 is the refund or 60
yes,
is the charge?
60 would be the refund.
Is that for both products?
Yes, sir. It'd be $30 a piece. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I still am very upset. I don't recall reading anything specific about the product being 14 days trial period or 10 day. I just don't. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir, and I can definitely provide you with that URL to our website where it states all the terms and conditions.
So instead of it's $120. And you're going to give me how much back?
60.
So it's going to cost me $60. Do you have something that I signed that indicates that I understood the terms and conditions?
Yes, sir. The order form that you filled out to confirm the order.
Nah, I don't believe so. Well, I need to get rid of this. What's the name of your company, miss?
I'm a third-party calling center. We handle 100 of different products, sir.
Well, I need to find out what my alternatives are because as of right now, I don't recall this issue as valid. I just don't. And even if you give me a 50% refund, it's still going to cost me $60. For that, I'll send the products back to you.
All righty, sir. Hold on the line. All right, sir. You would need to return those products.
Give me an address and a name.
All righty, sir. Are you ready for that address?
Yes.
11551.
11551.
East 45th Avenue.
East 45th Avenue, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Hang on just a moment. East 45th. One one five five one East 45th Avenue and City,
Unit
whatever.
C.
Unit C.
Denver,
got
Colorado.
It. Denver, Colorado. Okay. Zip code?
80239.
Okay. I will put these in the mail in the next couple of days.
All righty, sir.
And send them, I'll insure them, and I will send them back to you.
All righty, sir. I will be issuing you a
50%. It'll be U.S. Postal Service. Excuse me?
I will be issuing you a 50% refund today. Are you returning all products?
Yes. There's only two. There's the watch and the buds. Am I correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
I'll be returning both. You're going to give me a 50% credit today. And when you receive the product, I gather you will return the other 50%. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay. A number I can reach you at. Why don't you give me your number again?
All righty, one moment. 888-230-3563.
888-230-3563, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay. I'll put these in the mail. Today is Saturday, so they won't go out till either Monday or Tuesday, but they will be on their way to you, okay?
All righty, sir.
What's the name of your company again?
I'm a third-party call-in center that handles hundreds of different products, sir.
I'm sorry?
It'll be Smart Health Watch.
Smart Health Watch?
Yes, sir.
What's the other one? How about the earbuds?
This is the same. It's on the same account, sir.
Smart Health Watch. And what is your name, miss?
CC.
I'm sorry?
CC.
And spelling that?
C-E-C-E.
C-E. C-E. Okay. All right, CC. All right. I very much appreciate your help. I'll get these in the mail to you, and hopefully we can close this thing out, okay?
All right, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you, too.